بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونبدي الله بن يزيد الخطمي السحاب الذي الله كرمه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد أن يؤدي على الجيش قال استودع الله دينكم وأمانتكم وخواتي مع أعمالكم حديث صحيح وابو داود بإسناد صحيح هذا عبد الله بن يزيد الخطمي رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that when the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحابه وبارك وسلم used to bid farewell to an Jaysh, to an army, he will say, استودعوا الله دينكم وأمانكم وخواتي مع أعمالكم. I entrust you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Islam. I entrust to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Islam, your trust, and your final deeds. Abdullah ibn Yazid al-Khutmi radiallahu anhu, when the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to bid farewell to an army, he will say, استودعوا الله دينكم وأمانتكم وخواتي مع أعمالكم. I entrust you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Islam, your trust, and your final deeds, your amana, and your final deeds, khawati amal. أنس رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إني أريد سفرا فزودني فقال زودك الله التقوى قال زدني قال وغفر ذنبك قال زدني قال ويسر لك خير حيثما كنت رواه الترمذي قال حديث حسن هذا أنس رضي الله عنه narrates a man came to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said O messenger of Allah I intend embarking on a journey So provide me with provisions. He said, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said as provision, زَوَّدَكَ اللَّهُ التَّقْوَى May Allah provide you with taqwa, righteousness. The man said, give me more provisions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, غَفَرَ ذَنْبَكَ May Allah forgive you your sins. The man said, give me more. He said, in more provisions. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may he pave the way for good for you wherever you may be. Then Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, a man came to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I intend embarking on a journey, so provide me with provisions. He said, may Allah provide you with righteousness. The man said, give me more. He said, may Allah forgive you your sins. The man said, give me more. He said, may he pave the way for good for you wherever you may be. So this was the last hadith in this chapter, chapter 96, bidding farewell to a person. Advising him, supplicating for him, making dua for him, and then asking him to do the same. So, the musafir, when a person goes on a safar kitatu min adab, a safar is a portion of adab, yamna ahadukum min nomihi wa ta'ami wa sharabihi, fa idha qada nahmatun falyajil ila ahlihi. That a person, it prevents a person from eating, drinking on time. You have a timetable at home. But when you're in suffer, everything goes upside down. That's why 4 rakat, 2 rakat. وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ So we do qasr in salah. We don't read nawafil, etc. If a person used to fast on Mondays and Thursdays, he can't fast and suffer. He free reward. That's a person who becomes old, a person who becomes sick, or a musafir. He keeps getting the reward. So all these things, very easy in Sharia. So safar is very, so bidding farewell, giving, to the, another thing is safar, it says in a hadith, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ when Allah intends for a person to die, إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ when Allah decrees a place for a person to die, Allah makes a reason for him to go there. إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدٍ أَن يَمُوتَ فِي أَرْضٍ جَعَلَ لَهُ إِلَيْهِ هَاجَةً Allah makes a reason for him to go. Somebody thinks I'm going for Umrah in Hajj. Yesterday I talked about my beloved Ustaz, Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Islam al-Hakstab, he passed away in Medina Munawwara. Every year, Makkah and Medina, Ramadan, they used to, the Darul Bari group with our Shaykh, our beloved Shaykh Ustaz, and all of us used to spend 15, 20 days like that in Makkah and Medina. And Allah wanted him to stay in Medina. So a person goes for business, Dubai, he thinks he's going for, this is why, it's one of the adab is to ask forgiveness. So this is the things to do. Ask somebody to make dua for you. You make dua for others. And when you go, look, Rasulullah s.a.w. dua, wa khawati ma amalikum, he said the last thing. Istawdi Allah deenakum wa amanatikum wa khawati ma amalikum. That your final deeds, I put Allah in charge of that. Because the final, how you die, if you die with iman, you succeed. And then when the sahabi asks for provision, الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله. وتزودوا and take a provision, take a provision. زاد. So وتزودوا take a provision so you don't go around begging when you go for Hajj. Allah says when you go for Hajj. So zad literally is a provision. You know, when you go on a journey, everybody has so much stuff they take because we might need this, we might need this. So you know, in the dunya journey, we have all these nafil ibadats, tahajjud, extra fasting, Mondays and Thursday fasting. Why? Because we're on this journey. We'll need it there. We'll need it in the grave. So everybody in this dunya journey too, if a person goes back home, if a person goes Africa, if a person goes, he packs his suitcase, yeah? This medicine, that medicine, I might not find in Africa. So he takes all that. So Allah says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. The best provision is taqwa. Taqwa also means refraining from asking people in Hajj. You know, you go with nothing, and then you start asking people? No, take provision. Take food, take other things, and don't ask anybody anything. So taqwa also means preventing, you know, yourself from staying away from even asking. But taqwa also literally means fear of Allah. Taqwa has a very... So Rasulullah, when he asked for provision, what did Rasulullah give him? He didn't give him a camel. He didn't give him some food. He didn't give him this. What did he give him? Zawadakullah taqwa. The sahabas were very intelligent. Give me some more. Waghafara dhanbak. May Allah forgive you. Give me some more. Wa yassir haitha ma kunt. Allah make it easy for you in your journey wherever you are. Because a journey is full of azab, it's hard. So this is one dua you can give to somebody who comes to you and says, I'm going. Say, استودي الله دينكم وامانك واختم عملك سوادك الله تقوى وغفر ذنبك يسر حيث ما كنت. Beautiful dua. Very lovely. Because in journeys, there are very big hardships. Huh? People come and then now they're worried about this. You know, COVID and everybody's tested positive too. Everybody that comes on the airport, really. I asked guys with my friend too. I bet you they charge for positive. I go, yeah, if some one person has it, you're positive too. The whole plane is positive. I go, oh, nonsense. Ya Allah. It's so hard. And now $1,000 or $2,000 for... So journeys, so much hardships now. Anyone's going to be hard, Allah open the doors for us to go Makkah, Medina, easy. Allah make all our journeys very easy of the dunya, but especially our journey of the akhirah. Allah enable us to prepare in this whole life that we have, the short life, the very short life, not even a second compared to the hereafter in the grave. Allah enable us to prepare for the after. Mm-hmm.